When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to The Stars Made Me Do It. You have Sierra and Mimi here, and we're here with a long-awaited analysis, and by long-awaited, I mean the two of us have been waiting a long time. Not sure about the rest of the world.
I'm going to be the best podcast partner you've ever had.
Flow is flow, okay?
If you listen to last week's episode or the week before, fully inspired this analysis.
I'm
so excited.
I'm not sure that you and I really mesh well together. No, I am sure. And we're doing She's the Man analysis, okay? That's what we're here for.
This movie is like Mean Girls equivalent of how it just seeped into culture. Like, it just, every line in this movie was a quote.
Every line. I was like, I have the best life. I'm like, oh, with lunch today, I'm going to do some research and put on She's the Man.
Yes. So good.
I love this movie so freaking much. I saw it in theaters in like high school. And I think it was last summer, I was home visiting family. And I made all my like teenage cousins watch it with me. I was like, you all love soccer. Like, we're watching She's the Man. And two of them were like, okay, yeah, it was fine. But it was like how they used to make movies and like, you know, a while ago. And the other one was like, I love this type of humor. This was the best movie. I'm like, yes. Okay. We at least got one of like the of this generation of people, you know, liking She's the Man. And it just needs to be passed on. So good. Before we get into it, if you like other silly analysis, if you like, you know, all the different astrology analyses, check us out over, Mimi's like, that one's not one. Check us out over on Instagram and TikTok. We are at The Stars Made Me Podcast. And then also check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/The Stars Made Me Do It. We have an exclusive second podcast over there, weekly episodes, just like our public podcast. What we do over on Patreon is we have weekly episodes about the transits, the current transits. It's our transits and tangents episode. So we have a little, you know, silly, just kind of coming at you with our very true and uncensored selves. And
unhinged.
Then,
yeah.
Yes. And then we go over the transits of the week and, you know, really get into what that means for like globally, personally, Patreon community. We've got a Discord where we're constantly talking about astrology topics. And literally we have like an analysis section of our Discord where we'll be like talking about different TV shows, movies, whatever, and being like, what kind of character, what sign do you think these characters are? So it's a good time. There's a free trial. Check that out. Patreon.com/The Stars Made Me Do It. And yeah, you would get this episode a week early over there, or 5 days early.
And
so,
speaking of that, Spotify has an option to respond to like a Q&A thing here for every episode. So let us know what other analyses you want us to do. Suggest just straight through Spotify and maybe we'll do that.
Oh, yes. Love a good analysis. So let's get into it. Oh my gosh. She's the Man. Classic Amanda Bynes. So good.
I know. So, this is like peak Amanda Bynes era. So good.
It is. And you know what? I saw this meme recently where it was like, why are these movies like so good? And it was like, because they're all based off of Shakespeare. So like, this is, yeah. She's the Man is one of those movies based off of Shakespeare. And it's just done so freaking well. So, I mean, if you haven't seen She's the Man, I'm not sure why you're listening to this, but I mean, hello and welcome.
Maybe you just want to hang.
But,
yeah.
You know, maybe you just want to hang. But you really should. But the whole idea of She's a Man, or you haven't seen it in a hot minute, is that Amanda Bynes, who plays Viola Hastings, she basically takes on the identity of her twin brother because she really wants to play soccer, and her school cut the women's team. So she and her brother like got kicked out of the school they both go to. So he has to start a new school. He wants to like peace out and check, you know, how his music career is going to go overseas. And she decides to take on his identity to try to join the men's soccer team at that school because nobody knows her brother. So she's trying to be him. And yeah, it's just such a random ass concept and so beautifully executed.
Yes, very well done. Her humor. Peak.
It's so good. Okay, so yeah, she's the man.
Getting into it, let's start with her brother, Sebastian, who is pursuing his music career.
How are we going to do this, though? Because they're twins.
Oh, fuck.
I know, I'm sorry. Like,
oh my goodness, I forgot they're twins. Yeah, so I know. Right.
So I came up with some like thoughts because they are twins, but I'm like, okay, are we going to do this based on their personalities? Or, but I think we kind of have to do it because they're twins.
Yeah, we have to.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, obviously for both of them, I do see fire. Like he is so like, oh, well, I'm just going to quickly, I'm a minor and I'm just going to go out to London to play in my band. Like it's giving Sag and Leo.
Yes.
And then just like he totally goes with the flow, like when he does show up at his school and some girl kisses him and is like, I'll see you at the game tomorrow. And then he wakes up and they're like, here's your jersey. And he's like, all right, never played this game in my life, but here we fucking go. Yes. And also there is this quote in the beginning that he said, if you want to chase your dreams, you got to break the rules. So I just definitely felt like the Sag Leo energy.
I was feeling Sag Gemini. Because I just feel like they're giving Gemini as far as, which sounds silly now that I say that out loud, with like obviously with the twins, but that's not why I went there. I went there because of the fact that she's literally going between two personalities, like Viola is, which we have to consider that for, you know, the twins, like, you know, placements. But for Sebastian, too, he's, I don't know, just like the Gemini kind of not giving, like, not taking anything too seriously, and also I'm just gonna peace out and go do this thing. And there's just some sort of chatty, wordy, I mean lyrical, you know, piece to both of them. So I had Gemini Sag, but then I was also thinking maybe Aries over Leo, just because it was very driven and very like, I have a goal, I don't know,
proving themselves. They both really had something to prove.
And then I was also wondering about the whole idea of, you know, they were both really passionate about, like, Viola's passionate about soccer, Sebastian's passionate about music. And I was like, that isn't mutable. That, like, dedication isn't mutable.
So dedicated.
But I also, and I do feel like dedication comes with fixed placements, but something about, like, the sass and the, I don't know, I could see Leo now that you said it, but I also put Aries in there.
Also can confirm that Aries would have a strict no ruffle policy.
Yeah, Sag doesn't have that. I'm totally good with ruffles.
No. Okay. Sag is like, I will wear only ruffles. Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't it be ironic if I looked down at like my ruffled top? No, but...
I totally agree. Actually, I really like that. And she's so quick on her feet. Like, she just lies to her mom so quickly, like being able to pull. And she just pulls lies out of her, like out of nowhere. She's just very quick,
very
on
Gemini.
Her feet. She's able to, like super Gemini, being able to just adjust and like come up with a quick little quip about why she's doing something a little bit different or when somebody finds her sus. Yeah, I like Gemini, Aries.
I can see Sag for sure, though, because like the sporty nature I can see with, you know, with Sag, and also with the silly. I mean, the silly can come from Gemini, too. But there was a lot of I don't know, just kind of just being with like that the group of guys on the soccer team, like something about that felt very Sag, too.
Yeah, and they just want to experience, like, they just want to experience, you know? They're so against, like, the archaic things that both of their parents kind of live under, and they both just want to explore their own version of life, and, like, yeah, they just want to have fun and try new things. They're not into the whole tradition.
So what would you say? They are, like, what sun sign? I feel like it's a Gemini rising energy to me.
Oh, right. I think so, too. I think Gemini rising. I want to say Aries moon.
Okay. Sag Sun?
And then Sag Sun. Yeah.
Okay. I like that.
So that's both of them. Look at that.
Yeah.
Hey, pretty lady.
How about your boy?
Money.
I got girl troubles. I gotta talk to you, man. I got a lifetime of knowledge.
I got a lifetime of knowledge. Oh, I just like it all coming out of Amanda Bynes is so good.
I love that, you know, why you're hot. What? You're an appealing guy, man. Guy man.
Okay, so these actors, let's talk about the actors. So the actor that plays Sebastian, James Kirk, he is a Taurus sun and Pisces moon, which I definitely see the Taurus sun because he's got that neck check in tow. Yeah. And then Amanda Bynes, she's an Aries sun, Aquarius moon, and Taurus rising, which I also see the Taurus rising. She's absolutely stunning. And the Aries moon makes sense. She's like really... I mean, she's just so herself, and the Aquarius sun too. Like, she just shows up as such a powerhouse of comedy and such a, such an individual.
I thought she was an Aries with an Aquarius moon.
Not what I have. Oh, yes, you're right. Why did I see backwards? Yeah, Aries sun, Aquarius moon, Taurus rising. You're right.
No, but I see the Aries and Aquarius for sure, because both of those are individual. One of them is fiery, here I am, and like they both give no shits in different ways. And I love that.
Yeah. Yeah, and like being a comedian, especially with an Aquarius moon, like there's all comedians sort of have this like displacement of where do I belong? I guess I'm just going to cope with humor, and here's my way of like making things funny or being able to stand out with my humor. Yeah, she's, I mean, the Amanda Bynes show, I feel like I grew up on that show.
And, oh my God.
It was literally how Aries to have a show just called The Amanda Bynes show. Yeah, she's like.
Yes. Ugh. So good. Okay. And then, well, I love that.
Yeah. And then the mom, I mean, we don't have so much to go off of, but I just wanted to throw in, like, she's so Christine Baranski. Like, she's giving, what is it? Mindy Lou Who or something, whatever.
Cindy Lou.
The Grinch. No. The one that Christine Baranski is.
Yes.
Martha May. Yeah. And so I think she's obviously giving like the appearances of Libra, but also she's so traditional. And I think we got to throw in Capricorn there too.
Oh, I love that.
But she's like so spacey. Like the Libra.
She's so
like, she could
spacey.
Even just have some Gemini too. Like she's like, eh, yeah, my kid is, she said she's at her dad's. So yeah, she's probably at her dad's. I don't need to confirm that. Like she's definitely not
so
a Cap
spacey.
Moon or Sun.
No.
She's Cap appearance only.
Yeah. Maybe Cap Venus, you know, like for what I value,
okay.
That
yeah,
traditional,
yeah, yeah.
You know,
tradition.
Because I also can't, like, she's just way too spacey to have Capricorn in her top three, I feel like,
I know.
You know.
But also, is she, like, honoring tradition or is she just honoring the, like, social aspect of it? Because then there's very Libra.
I definitely think there's Libra. There could be, there could be Gemini or Aquarius. You know, because Gemini, I think, would be a little more over the place, whereas Aquarius is very, you know, stays to their rules. And she is very, I mean, she does not waver from her appearance, opinions, or anything, like, the whole time. But, and maybe even, like, somehow a little bit of, maybe a little bit of Pisces in there, like, easily...
Oh.
You know, like it's dreamy and could be easily influenced in that way with that Pisces Libra. But yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like it didn't take very long for her to agree. Once she watched her kid play in a game, she was like, oh, yeah, this is real. Like it just wasn't real to her.
Yeah.
To
Which
watch
is very
her daughter
Aquarius
play.
As well.
Yeah.
Not me married to an Aquarius. What? Okay. Anyways.
Okay. So wait, what are our three for her then?
I think Aquarius, Libra, and Pisces.
Okay. Yeah.
Capricorn, Venus.
Yeah. Perhaps.
Yeah,
we don't have to go too deep with her.
Yeah. Okay.
And then Julie Haggerty, or Haggerty, she's a Gemini sun, an Aries moon, and a Gemini rising. So I like that she plays that character so well, because she's that double Gemini.
She definitely has that Gemini energy.
This is real Tasmanian devil vibes. Aries and Gemini.
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay. I like that though. She's such a great minor character. Like,
yes, she is.
Just so good. Just the energy level of like, you know, is very
literally, yeah. She's very supersonic.
Yes. Alrighty.
Okay, moving on. We've got Olivia, the ingenue.
Olivia Lennox.
Yes. I honestly said her name out loud. Hard to get. Yeah. It was honestly hard to peg, like,
she was hard to peg.
Like, she felt, yeah, she was very much placed as like the ingenue, like she was the love interest, and there wasn't too much personality until the bathroom fight scene, and she was like, here we fucking go. Like, she gets ballsy with Monique, yes, in the bathroom fight. She obviously went like classic jealousy plot, which I think again is like very Libra, but she also like having taste in the one guy that stands out in her class, you know, she's like kind of into someone less like conventional, basically. And I don't know, there was something a little like, oh, I'm, and kind of something Scorpio about it, like, oh, I want to get to the bottom of this. And then obviously with all of her plots and using jealousy as a tool, I could see Libra Scorpio for her.
I love that. Libra Scorpio for sure. I was thinking, like, I'm like, there's something that could be Aquarius, because I do think that she, you know, she's like, oh, yes, mm-hmm. I am this, everybody is asking me out. I am the stereotypical, like, I'm so aware that I fit all of these stereotypes, but like, I'm not here for it type of energy. Yeah. But also there was such a, you know, a relationship desire. She wasn't like, I'm not here for it and I'm not looking for it. It's like, no, I'm not here for that, but I am looking for it and I haven't found it. Yeah. Like, there was, I definitely got Libra energy. And also she was very, you know, until the bathroom fight, she was just very keep the peace and, you know, very calm and very sweet. She's very kind. And I definitely get Libra vibes, and I like the Scorpio energy too. Because there was, like, she didn't reveal much.
No. She had her one trusty friend, and then she immediately bonded with Viola / Sebastian. And then was, it was just so attached and, like, a little possessive.
Yeah. Yeah, and she, you know, she was at the date with Duke, where he's like, I cannot get over that moment where he's brushing his hair forward with a spoon. Something about that is just like the best to me. And then she's like, oh my God, she's just like sitting there like, dear God, what do I do? And there's something that while I would say Libra, there is something else there, because a Libra would just be more happy in that moment. Even if it wasn't with their person, I think they'd be a little more like, maybe not happy, but they would pull on their kind of people pleasing charm.
Yeah, a Libra sun wouldn't allow that kind of silence.
Yes.
So maybe she's actually like a Scorpio sun and a Libra moon or rising.
Maybe both.
Ooh. And then no Aquarius?
I could see Aquarius.
Yeah, you're right. I think actually just Libra rising, because she really uses the people as like her, and then maybe Aquarius moon, because that whole like, I'm not here for like, yes, I know I am the conventionally attractive and like wanted one, but I'm not here for that. I want something different, like really wanting something unique.
So Scorpio sun, Libra rising, Aquarius moon?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Laura Ramsey. Oh my gosh. Who plays Olivia is a Scorpio sun and moon, and we don't have her rising.
Oh, love that. Love it.
She's a new moon in Scorpio.
How fun. How fun.
I know.
Oh my God.
Okay. Ugh, coming up to Duke.
Duke.
Channing Tatum is one of my celeb crushes for sure.
You're freaking Taurus Venus Wood. I'm like so not about it.
And you know what's so funny is that when I met Mitch, I was like, your celebrity lookalike is Channing Tatum. Like, I still, and Mitch, whenever Channing Tatum is on the TV, Mitch is like, you think I look like him? And I'm like, yes. And stop trying to convince me otherwise, because it's not helping your cause. I really appreciate Channing Tatum's physical being.
Yep. I think many people
do. And his personality. Like, he's, because he is very attractive, you like almost don't expect him to have this like funny
heart. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, to have what he does, which obviously is judgmental, but it's just what you expect basically from Hollywood. But yeah, he's like a funny guy. Anyway, the whole comparison between him and Mitch is funny because we'll talk about Channing Tatum's astrology. But as for Duke as the character, he's such an overthinker. Like, he's so in his own head. I definitely see Virgo. Yes. He's sensitive, like, and he wants to talk about serious stuff. I don't know, just like serious stuff. Like, he wants to crave connection.
Yeah.
Or he doesn't want to, but he does crave connection. Like, I feel like he's definitely on the Virgo Pisces axis. Definitely.
That's
overthinking,
what I have.
Self-critical. Yep. He's never perfect enough.
Yep. I was going to say Pisces. Like,
where Viola's so good at thinking on her feet, he's like, I got to change my feet. Sir.
You just, like, can we just talk cannot. About that phone flip scene being the best, worst moment ever?
Oh, such Hello. Comedy gold. Smacking his face in the pole. It's just comedy gold, Channing.
Okay.
Like, he's just such an overthinker, and he's not quick on his feet.
You're right. You're right. And I was saying Pisces because
perhaps
I think
because he has to change them.
When you change my feet. I think that Pisces, because he is secretively sensitive, like, I feel like there so could be Pisces yeah. moon there. Like, he could be like mm-hmm. either Virgo rising, Virgo sun. And I mean, just Channing Tatum gives Taurus energy, so I have a hard time not seeing Taurus energy.
Right.
You know.
But also, I mean, he could be a Taurus rising Duke because, like, look at how he helps Viola through, like, with the work ethic and showing up and teaching these, like, physical skills. And yeah, I don't know. I think he really values putting in the hard work, you know? And I definitely, when it comes to the sensitive, like, he really respects women, his character, in comparison to his friends who are, like, high-fiving over, you know, whatever, like, objectifying women.
Yeah.
But so I feel like, yeah, that Pisces moon is great. Like, if we relate that to his relationship to his mom, being how he respects women or things.
And he's
about
like,
women,
my mom's
like,
in junior
really
league. I have to go. No big deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay, I like that. Pisces, Virgo, Taurus?
I wrote down Taurus just because, obviously, Channing Tatum gives Taurus vibes, but also he is a tree trunk. But I do think that he is a sturdy character that I don't think would be so easy to change his mind if he didn't have the Pisces Virgo going on. You know, like, he in the same way that he's dedicated to Olivia until more information comes in. Do you know? Like, he really is like, I've had a crush on her. I've done nothing about it. Wait, you have to help me with this. I'll do it like an exchange with you. Like, he really is pretty fixated on that. And the minute that even when he started to change his mind and be like, well, I kind of liked Viola. And the minute that Olivia comes over, it's like, wait, that thought's gone. Here I am. I'm back in it.
Super
so I did
mutable.
Think that there was mutability, but then right back on track. So I could see that fixed nature too.
I like that. Yeah.
So what do we think he is? A Virgo, Taurus rising, Pisces moon?
Yes, I think that's perfect.
Okay.
Oh, right. And then Channing Tatum is a Taurus sun, Virgo moon, like Mitch.
Oh my God.
And a Leo rising.
Like you.
Yes, I know. Channing Tatum is me and Mitch put together.
Oh my gosh. Wait, that's so fun.
I know. Isn't that cool?
Oh, I love that. Yeah, so, he totally is Mitch vibes.
My celeb crush is just Mitch in Hollywood form.
Well done. Like,
yeah, did good.
I love that. But I love the Leo energy that Channing Tatum brings that you're right. Like, how, you know,
he's an entertainer.
He's an entertainer, but there's a silly and heartwarming part to him that we, like, that Taurus Virgo, doesn't like naturally bring that energy, but that Leo brought that.
Yeah. And also just like seeing a Leo rising being an actor is obvious, like very obvious astrology, but then that also places his Taurus sun in the 10th house. So being seen as this massive like Taurus kind of guy and being very much in the public eye for that. And it just makes a lot of sense.
Also, I can never, I will say it every time, I can never get past his name, though. It sounds like a verb, and I just can't. Like, are we going Channing today? Like, what is that?
What would Channing be?
I feel like it's, like, something about, like, tanning and, like, changing the channel. I don't know. Like, like, I'm going to channel some energy while I'm tanning. I'm going Channing. I just don't understand. Like, it feels like, oh, me and my friend running are going to go hang out. It feels weird to me.
Well, there's Carol Channing.
You're right. That feels more normal to me. Because it's a last name.
I think
name.
There's something you need to dive into there.
I think it's because it's a first name that I'm like, Channing. What are you Channing? I don't know. Just needed to say it. Moving on.
Okay. This is like when Mitch only has bad things to say about Ron Weasley and Harry Potter, and I'm like, you know I like him. Why are you doing this? Like, what? How is this serving either of us right now? My other celebrity crush, by the way, Rupert Grint.
love. Well, we can definitely, for those of you who know Mitch, he's much more Channing Tatum than Ron Weasley.
Yes, he is. Well, kind of, I don't know. He's kind of a mix of both of them, you know?
Okay.
Ron Weasley's just there and is like, how are women so capable of having all these emotions? But where Ron is like, I don't understand, Mitch is like, I'm open to understanding, you know?
Yeah. Oh my god, I love that. Okay, Horatio Gold.
Horatio Gold, the headmaster. My god, he is so extra. He's like making these announcements to the entire stadium. Like, what? This could just be happening in the privacy of this circle of people. Why? Like, he's a Sag.
Is he? Okay, because I love...
Welcome. Like, tell me that's not the most sad shit ever.
Fuck, okay, you're right. I feel like I love how he has no idea about sports and he comes in. Can we take a brief halftime, you know?
Halftime? It's like 10 minutes into the game, buddy.
A brief halftime. Okay. Sag is actually really funny that I can see it. I can see it. I also wanted to bring in some Aquarius and Cancer.
Okay, yeah.
Because...
Yeah, I can see that.
He's definitely... not doing things the conventional way. He's also really wanting to take care of the outsider. You know, he's like, you're a transfer student. I care about transfer students. But then there's something about him gardening with that hat on when Viola's passing. Like, no, I do not like want to wear heels because heels are a male invention. And then Malcolm's there and he's like, Malcolm, have you ever tried to run away in heels? Not that easy. Like, I don't know, something like I can see the Sag Cancer actually combo of that.
I think Sag Cancer. Yeah. Because all the reasons that Aquarius would be in there, I see Sag kind of shifting in for that.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just so excitable and so wide-eyed. Like, I think Sag, Cancer, and maybe some Pisces for like the idealistic side of him, like even oomphing up that Sagittarius. I really like the Cancer because he like takes care of he's really taking care. Like, is everything okay? And nothing you do is wrong or weird. I'm here for you.
I could almost see a little bit of Leo just because of like the, I don't know,
the
like
hairnet.
The hairnet on the bald head bursting onto the field. Like, a Sag wouldn't need that spotlight. A Sag would take that spotlight. But I feel like something about like, I could see Sag Leo Cancer too.
I mean, I think like Sag takes up space without realizing they're taking up space. And like the idea that he... just like it was an automatic, oh, this has to be broadcast to the entire stadium. Like, we can, in full transparency and in seeking truth, everybody must know why there's so much nudity in this game.
Like, oh my God. I just fucking love this movie.
So good. He is the comedy pinnacle, like gold in this movie. I mean, he's hilarious. Everything he did made me laugh. Just when Viola's like, is he always that friendly? Like, that's just a perfect description of Sagittarius energy. Like, being extremely friendly there. Should I be worried about any motives? Like, no, that's just who he is.
Okay, I like just Sag Cancer. We can put it on that for now. Like,
yeah, I like that a lot.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
And I like Leo too.
Yeah. Yeah, Leo can be in there. What about the actor?
Okay, David Cross, hilarious. He's an Aries Sun, Capricorn Moon. I mean, it's us. Like,
it's Reese Witherspoon.
So,
what?
Yes, also Reese Witherspoon. He's so serious. That is such a serious sun and moon.
Oh,
but
I
he's
love
so
that,
goofy.
Though. We don't know the rising.
No, we don't have the rising.
I could see Leo.
I know, me too. He and Reese Witherspoon.
Wait, that literally is Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah, I could see a Leo rising.
Oh, I love that. What's up, Cat Moon? I'm here for it.
I know. Here's fun. All right, moving on. So we already talked about Viola, who Amanda Bynes' twin with Sebastian.
Yeah, but. We can say it again. Sag Sun, Gemini Rising, Aries Moon. It fits.
I love that. Yeah. I love that a lot. Her I mean, the whole accent, it kills me. It's so funny.
When she talks on the phone with her brother and she's like, hello. And he's like, what's wrong? Like, what's up? What's going on? What's wrong with your voice? Nothing. Little flammy.
She's so funny. Okay.
I was like dying rewatching this when she's in the car with her friend Paul and like she gets out and one guy goes, sup. And then she's like,
he knows. Take me home. Yeah. Oh, I know. This movie so good. Definitely warrants a rewatch. If you haven't watched it in a while, put this on your on your plan. Definitely watch this.
So good. Okay, so we have Malcolm. Malcolm is the stalker with his tarantula.
With his pet tarantula.
And can we just talk about, I write songs to Olivia. I see you through your window.
Through the window.
Yeah, I have that. On a tree outside. Okay, so.
Mitch heard that and he went, is he singing about stalking her? I was like, yeah, he is the worst flirt. Did you know baloney is 35% hoof?
Thanks, Malcolm. And then
horrible flirt.
And then when his like tarantula is missing and he's like, don't feed the tarantula, it's got an irritable bowel syndrome.
Yeah, because that's the first thing I would do if I saw a tarantula.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I mean, okay. So first off, he's such a rule follower, like such a stickler for the rules. So I definitely see like Capricorn being in there. And he also has like this complex of being in charge, being the one in control. And he wants to be the one who like calls out the Violas breaking the rules.
I was going to say Capricorn Scorpio because
the amount
of stalker energy, I mean, love a good Scorpio energy, but there's no better stalker.
I thought you were going to say love a good stalker.
No. I mean, like, you know, like just the pillows with like her face printed on them and the whole investigation wall.
Like obsessive.
And like obsessive. So yeah, but I love that you brought up Capricorn because you're right. There is a rule following and you're breaking the rules and I have proof that I've been investigating and I'm going to get that proof. And yeah, so... I think
and he is such an investigator, like researching the Hastings twins and just hearing every little thing, like when Monique is finding out that it's Viola, not Sebastian, and Malcolm is there and recognizes and is like, okay, let me, you know, like we have the same goal, let's work together on this. And I definitely think Capricorn Scorpio is a perfect blend for him.
Amazing. I agree. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wait, what about the actor?
Oh, thank you. My goodness, my one job. James Snyder, we did not have information on.
Oh.
I know. I think he maybe did not do too many acting gigs. So, his information was not public.
Okay. All right. So, another mystery.
So, Eunice, I literally don't have any notes. All of my notes are quotes. Like, they're all just quotes. Like, she has all let the best one-liners.
I
want to
hear it. I want to hear it. Give him.
Well, obviously, I'm going to be the best lab partner you've ever had.
It's my favorite animal byproduct.
Yeah, literally, that's in there. And then, I'm so there, it's insane.
My intensity tends to scare people.
Literally, that was exactly it. I was like, she's a self-aware queen. Like, she knows she's intense, but she leans into it. So, I mean, I'm going to put Scorpio in there for sure.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, Aquarius for just being, like, different and not being afraid of being different.
I literally have Aquarius, Leo, and Scorpio written for her.
Great. Because all those she's fixed placements.
She's all the fixed placements. There's not one thing that isn't true to her about her. She is her 100%. Speaking as someone who has 700 personalities over here, like, Eunice has one personality. And it's
And it's Eunice.
And it's Eunice. And so it's absolutely that Aquarius
she's a
energy.
Full moon, baby.
Yeah. But I really do feel like she brings the Leo because there's no, like, well, there is full confidence. There is full confidence of who she is and full, I don't fit into that box. And also my intensity tends to scare people. Scorpio. So,
like, yeah, Scorpio rising. Yeah, I love this. I think that's fantastic.
Okay.
And that places, like, with all of these fixed placements, that puts all of them in, like, angular houses. Like, she's a very dynamic, forward person. There's no, like, avoiding who Eunice is. I aspire to embody my inner Eunice.
It's so good. I love, she's just such a good character.
Yeah.
She
and then Emily Perkins, the actress, she's a Taurus sun and Sag moon. So there is, like, yeah, she's giving it all.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
That making is it, like, as big as possible.
Yes. Making it as big. Exactly. I love, like, what a Sag moon. Like, Eunice's character is not a Sag moon. The actor playing Eunice makes so much sense to be a Sag moon.
Totally. Yeah. I'm just here to make people laugh. So good.
I love it. Okay. And then Justin. Little dick.
All I have here is hot-headed and image-driven Leo.
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. His, I mean, and he is such a one-note character, you know, like, you don't really get any character arc from him, so that's why I'm like, he's the Leo archetype in the story.
He's a Leo archetype, but I also want to put potentially Cancer, because he felt really, I felt like he felt really typical gender roles in some sort of, like, way. And also when he's like, I was not crying at that game, I had something in my eye, you know, and, like, and then at the end, I never want to see you again. You know.
Yes, you're right. It's very it is giving Leo Cancer.
Yeah,
and, I like that.
Yeah, he is the Leo archetype, but he's also, like, so unaware in a way that Eunice is so self-aware. Like, Justin is just like, hey, Viola, I've been calling you, we need to talk. And then she's like, there's nothing to say. And he's like, how could you possibly have nothing to say to the hotness that is me, you know?
Yeah, and, like, he's so obsessed with himself that they're, like, any other person's perspective, like, he thinks that other people are NPCs. I feel like he doesn't recognize that they're, like, their own people with their own opinions and perceptions.
He is the center of his universe for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Leo. Easy. Yeah.
All right. And the actor Robert Hoffman is a Virgo sun and Aquarius moon. How extremely different.
Wow. Do we know his rising?
No.
It feels Taurus. He's also Taurus energy, right?
Yeah. He does have. Yeah. He's veiny.
He's like just. Yeah. Feels like Taurus energy.
He looks like he has veins.
Everybody does.
But
does
not everyone looks like
not
they have
everybody
veins,
looks like
you know?
They have veins. Yeah,
some people have, like, sneaky, dainty veins, but he looks like his veins are popping, you know?
I do.
My
know.
Veins be popping. My veins be cool. God. I feel like an elder millennial.
Oh my gosh. All right. And then we have Monique.
Is kind of a queen. I mean, I know she's, like, not someone that we are supposed to like in this, but I just love girls with asses like mine don't talk to boys with faces like yours. Like, oh, I just love that moment. And it's something that I want to say at some point in my life preferably when I'm like 70, you know, and it's like, oh, I love that. I love her. I love her vibe if she weren't the villain of the story.
Yep. Yeah. I feel like she's got something is giving me, okay, I'm not set on these, but I was just writing down as I was watching. I got Virgo moments, I got Scorpio moments, and I got Aquarius moments.
Ooh, yeah, I like those. I like those a lot.
She's not a Leo queen. She feels like an Aquarius queen. It's on that axis. Yes. Like, you know, there's something about the ego that is there, but it is not in a fiery, charming, warm way. And it's in a mean girl way, you know, saying Aquarius is mean girl, but I'm saying it doesn't feel like the, it feels cold.
I mean, we
called
Scorpio stalkers, so it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But, but there's also an intensity of like that comment devotion that you said feels very Scorpio to me though, with the, you know, girls with asses like mine.
And Aquarius. Yeah.
And Aquarius, both of those. But then I feel like she gives Virgo everything is put together, and if it doesn't fit in my the way that I have planned everything out, envisioned, like Sebastian's supposed to be with me, and even if we like, if I can't like remove myself enough to realize that it doesn't work because it's in my plan.
How do we feel about a Virgo moon?
Yeah. What would her rising be then? Maybe Scorpio?
Maybe a Scorpio rising, yeah, and an Aquarius sun.
Yeah, I could see that.
This is like a mix of your partner and my partner.
Yeah. What about the actress?
Oh, okay. Alexandra Breckenridge. Her name is a mouthful. She's a Taurus sun, Aquarius moon. So she does have that Aquarius flair, and we don't have her rising.
Okay.
Yeah, but I like the Aquarius moon for her. I feel like that fits just in the way that like she played this character. Like, I don't know, stepping into that energy of being like, holier than thou.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know that we have so many like golden minor characters in this, but I just wanted to give a mini shout out to Kia, who like is definitely Pisces energy. With the, you know, when it's like, what's that over there? Kia, don't look. Kia, don't you know? Look. And I feel like Paul is giving me Virgo Libra.
Okay. Yes. I like that. And maybe even a little Leo in there too.
Yes. Yes. I could see that with a little bit of Leo. Yeah.
Yeah. So I like that a lot.
I was just writing down some notes as I was watching with those extra people. I didn't know for Yvonne or who else was there.
Duke's friend Toby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's aloof. But and wait, is it Toby who ends up with Eunice or is it the other one?
Yes, Toby ends up with Eunice.
Okay, the other one is aloof. Toby is great. He's like
or like, it's like, how come when I want to date Eunice? Yeah.
Like, now Sebastian goes out with her and she's cool. Yeah. Screw you guys. Yeah. I hate high school.
Yeah, that line got Mitch too. Yeah, Toby's great. I feel like he's got Aquarius, some Gemini. Like, and then maybe even some Taurus too.
Yeah. Yeah, he's great. And then the other friend, which I feel bad, I can't remember his name. He's just another, like, he's airy, watery something. Yeah,
he's kind of background character.
But I love the Kia don't look, you know.
The restaurant scene, I think about, I mean, that's going to like haunt my brain. I'm like, how could you imagine if your friend was dressing up as her brother and then you had to go pretend? Like, that is acting, like Oscar worthy acting there of like pining after your friend that you like. How are they not cracking up at each other?
You're so right. You're so right. If like I had to be like, oh my gosh, like
to you, I was thinking that. I was like, imagine if Sierra dressed up as a guy and then to prove that she's a hot guy in front of other guys,
I had to slap your ass in front of a restaurant. Yeah.
Like, how are we gonna do that seriously?
Foxy mama.
I just wasn't woman enough for you in the end.
And that's something I'll always have to deal with. Yeah.
This movie is gold. It's such gold. What a good little memory lane.
So good. This has been amazing to relive through
I know. I'm so glad I had to work last night and watch this movie.
I know. The the sacrifices we make for this podcast.
I know.
Well, anyway, hopefully you guys enjoyed that. And hopefully you love She's the Man just as much as we do and have been, you know, had that reigniting of the love and the spark of that just joy that it brings. Let us know if you have other movies that you, or TV shows, but movies I feel like are the best.
Are easier
then,
for us.
Then we can rewatch it real quick and come back at you with it. So let us know which movies that would be fun for you to hear an analysis for. And let us know your thoughts and opinions if you agree with what we said, if you have other ideas for these characters. And yeah, don't forget to check us out. Instagram is the best place to get in touch with us at the Stars Movie Podcast. And really, if you were at all interested in just astrology for funsies and for like the deep stuff too, check out our Patreon. Our Discord is a really great place to have all these conversations. And
that's only like $3 a month. And even then you can join for a free trial and you still get access to the Discord. And you get these episodes 5 days early, which is also pretty cool. You can be ahead of the game.
And like people to chat about it immediately with, which is really fun.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Thanks, guys, for letting us have a casual, chill, low stakes episode. We do a lot of deep diving on this podcast, but it's fun every now and then to take a light approach.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. Well, Mimi, why did we talk about She's the Man today?
Because the stars made us do it.